Je luistert naar een studie van Calvary Chapel Haarlemmermeer. We bidden dat de Heer tot je zal spreken en je zult groeien in jouw persoonlijke relatie met de levende God. Bezoek voor meer informatie onze website calvarychapel.nl. Dat is calvarychapel.nl.
So, here we are. It's just going to be short up here tonight. And before we do our afterglow, and I was praying, how to end the teachings for this weekend. And I'm not going to share my words with you because, like we talked about before, they're going to fade away. And I just want to leave you with some verses. So if you have your pens or pencils and you want to jot them down, don't turn to them. I have them written down. Of course, if you want to turn to them, go ahead. But I'm just going to read them and not pause to talk about them. I just want to leave you with God's word. And I would pray that when you go home, and here we are, you know, we always like to say at the end of retreats that we've had this mountaintop, hopefully, we've had this mountaintop experience where we've been able to come away and to spend some time away with the Lord. And we don't always get that in our own homes and in our daily busyness. But I want you to jot these verses down and remember them. Commit them to memory if you can, or if you're a journaler, if you like to write things down, then maybe read one of them each week or even each month, whatever works for you, and just meditate upon them and see what the Lord is saying to you through each of them. So let's just open in a word of prayer right now. Father, thank you for the time that you've given to us for this weekend away. Lord, where we could come and sit at your feet, we could come away and seek your face, Lord, and see what it is that you have to say to us. Lord, I pray for each of us that we go away changed, that we don't leave this place tomorrow the same as we entered it. Lord, that your word, you would have spoken something personal to each and every woman in this room, Lord, and it would stay with us. And our trust and our faith and our hope in you would have been renewed. Lord, we give you the rest of this night. Lord, if there's something more that you want to say, Lord, we invite you to say it. We surrender to you in this time, Lord, to have your way in each of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm just going to read you these verses, and you can just jot down the address if you want. This is going to be from Lamentations, the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 21 to 23. And Jeremiah wrote, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, and his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord." From the book of Romans, chapter 15, in verse 4, Paul writes, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." In the book of Romans, in chapter 8, verse 18, Paul writes to us, "The sufferings of this present time, they're not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us." To us, excuse me. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 through 18, Paul again is writing, "For this light, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen." Paul reminds us in the book of Philippians, in chapter 3, verses 20 to 21, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself." In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, John writes to us as a reminder, or Jesus writes to us in the book of John, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions, there are many rooms, and if not, I would have told you. But I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also." In Revelation chapter 21, verses 4 through 7, we read, this is John speaking of what he saw. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared like a bride adorned for her husband. And then I heard a loud voice from the throne, 'Look, God's dwelling is with humanity, and he will live with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Grief, crying, and pain will be no more, because the previous things have all passed away.' And then the one seated on the throne said, 'Look, I am making everything new, everything new.' He also said, 'Write, because these words are faithful and true.' And then he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will freely give to the thirsty from the spring of the water of life.'" Revelation 22, verses 20 to 21, the very last verse of the Bible. "He who is the faithful witness to all these things says, 'Yes, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." I leave you with that.
Tell you right now, it's gonna be alright.